like an office. I got to buy one because of a business license, but other than that, I wouldn't have an office.
My contractors, really, new contractors pretty much living out of their trucks, you know, especially when they started coming out with cell phones in the early 90s, you know.
Well, that's the way it used to be, you know. We had a library, we had offices, we had a library, and somebody called, you had.
Did everybody get a chance to talk with Moss Adams and your address a few years ago? Did they meet with anybody else?
I didn't talk to anybody.
Okay.
I didn't know they were.
I think you have to, you know, we, I think you have to, you know, pursue them. You didn't talk to them, both Bill and I, we pursued them, so we both did. Well, I'll tell you guys, I'll let you know right now, I need to go to Reno, so a little long drawn out. Yeah. Say the ground moves down right up front.
So what do you think, 5:30 today?
What's it worth to you there?
Hey, there'll be payback on down the road. So. We're maybe, in this together for a while.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
It's hot.
It just got a little warm.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask a few questions about the... We're not doing the bond contract anymore?
Yeah, we are. That's item number 8. It's on the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to, if there's any questions, discussions on that, otherwise, just make the recommendation. I guess the motion is to approve their selection.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about their selection choices.
Well, I'll just read the motion, I guess, at that point. So no discussion, just jump right in.
What? Huh? Well, I'm just saying I'm going to have some questions to ask on the product selection process.
I would just
do a brief
on how
that was
selected.
Perfect.
Is that okay?
It'll probably reduce the questions.
Okay.
So we'll get that agenda and we'll probably talk about that. Okay, you guys want to get started?
Sure.
Okay, I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Carson City Audit Committee. Can we take roll call?
Chairperson Bertrand?
Here.
Vice Chairperson Prowse?
Here.
Member Brown?
Here.
Member McKenna?
Here.
Member Parvin?
Here.
Quorum is present.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'd like to announce that the public is invited at this time. Yeah. All right. That's all I need to say. And for the record, there is no public now, so I guess we'll just go ahead and there was public here a minute ago, but okay, then can we just move on to the next agenda item then? All right, great. Being no public, we go on to approval of the minutes for January 10th, 2012. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes for January 10th, 2012.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, the minutes for January 10, 2012 are approved. Adoption of agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt agenda.
I'll second.
Okay. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the agenda has been adopted. Okay, item 6 on the agenda. Okay, as part of the internal audit function, the auditor will be performing using a significant portion of the budget to assess where there may be the greatest opportunity for improvement in performance. At this time, we invite the public to be part of that analysis and provide recommendations that will help the auditor in that process. Any comments and recommendations made today will not be acted upon unless they come up as an agenda item in the next meeting. At this time, the committee asks if anyone of the public would like to step forward and make any comments or recommendations. Being that there is no public, we will
I'd like to ask if anyone does have any recommendations and they're not here, just give one of us a call.
That's great.
Bring it up next time.
Good. Yeah, people could be watching us now. So, okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, if the person who is here comes back, can we give him another opportunity to act on item six?
Yeah, I think we can do that. Yeah. We always get that opportunity, I guess, after each agenda item for the public to comment. We were just going to be a little bit more formalized about it and let it be known. So, okay.
Mr. Chair, if I could ask, are we being videotaped?
Okay.
Okay, second question, is there anybody else in attendance to this meeting by phone?
Like Moss Adams, for example, they mentioned that at times they may be calling in or watching.
Okay, thank you.
No, I didn't get a contact from them.
Okay, it's just us guys. All right, moving on to agenda item number eight. Oh, seven, that's right. Oh. That was not a Freudian slip, Bill. Okay, item number seven, Vice Chairman Prowse to report on the status of the contract with Moss Adams.
Okay. Briefly, the contract was signed on January 19th. On or about January 30, Moss Adams reps Tom Crepani, the managing partner, and Mark Staranka, director, had preliminary meetings with the Carson City Manager's stakeholders, including city manager, finance director, human resources, sheriff, and I believe Chamber of Commerce, possibly other non-government officials. During that period, I asked the city for some guidance in terms of how the audit committee is going to function relative to, the day-to-day operation of the contract. And the city manager, and then I just clarified with the Mr. Munn, that we can think of the audit committee as the internal audit project manager of the contract. And part of the reason I wanted to get some clarification on that is that we'd like to keep, I think, the contract on some kind of direction, be sure our concerns are considered or addressed. On February 2nd, Mark Staranka, the director of the contract, met separately with the audit committee chair and vice chair. During that meeting, although it was separate, items discussed included requesting that Moss Adams notify both the chair and the vice chair prior to each visit to Carson City and to schedule a meeting with the chair and vice chair prior to their departure. Obtained a general description of how Moss Adams plans to proceed, basically to follow the internal audit risk assessment project scope as provided to the audit committee on January 9th, that the committee wants Moss Adams to strive to obtain community input into the risk assessment review, D, that a major focus of the committee tie both potential monetary savings and efficiency effectiveness of city operations into potential audit issues. E, that the risk assessment also includes consideration of major challenges facing the city. F, that Moss Adams includes consideration of the city's strategic plan status and performance measures. And finally, we discussed exactly how the process should work relative to presentation of a draft report to the committee and final report and recommendation to the Board of Supervisors. There wasn't anything specific decided upon, but he did mention that they would likely be providing the audit committee a draft a couple of weeks prior to their planned or hoped for presentation to the Board of Supervisors. That is essentially the issues that we covered. Are there any questions? Nope. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like just to add to that I had a meeting with them as well, and I thought it went very well. It was just an opportunity for us to kind of like establish that relationship, and they are going to be reporting to us on a monthly basis to the audit committee, a written report, so we'll be able to monitor what's happening on a monthly basis so that we can give them feedback. And I guess my concern is that we don't go 6 months down the road and then find out, you know, they're in a different place or they've forgotten about us, and as we've seen in the past. Okay, moving on to agenda item number 8. For possible action, they approve the Finance Review and Selection Committee's recommendation for a contract award to Kefauri Armstrong and Company, CPAs, for the Carson City External Audit Function, and to authorize the staff to prepare a contract and board action from the Board of Supervisors for approval for that on that contract. Do you have any comments as far as how the process is going forward, Kim?
Right. I just wanted to go through a brief process of how we selected the review committee actually selected the firm. What we did was we advertised on January 13th in the Nevada Appeal. We also published it on our Carson City website. We also sent emails to certified public accountants that do municipal audits. We have that on the website from January 13th, and we received 5 sealed statement of qualifications on February 3rd. Each firm sent 5 copies. We had a group of 5 review the RFPs or the SOQs, a committee of 4, one which I mentioned in the subject title, that the city manager, finance director, deputy finance director, and an accounting manager reviewed the SOQs and made their recommendations. Part of the score for the audit SOQ would include the firm's qualifications, the consultant approach for the audit, certification of the team members, and also a expense matrix listing their hours and what they expected the cost to be, and also office location and Carson City experience. With that, we discussed at length the differences, and the committee came to a consensus and selected Kefauri Armstrong as their recommendation.
Okay. Did anybody have any questions? Any comments?
Would it be appropriate to ask who the other bidders were? Is that public information?
Yes, I can tell you. We had, I got just the abbreviations, let me go through the form. We have Piercy, Bowler, Taylor, and Kern for the Kefauri Armstrong. We have Barnard, Vogler, and Company, and J.A. Solari and Partners, and also Galena LLP.
What was the difference in the quotes amongst them? I see here for Kefauri, it was coming in at least for the first year at $96,000 and it escalated.
The difference in the quotes, I think it was about average. I think the lowest was 89, and then it went up from there. I think the highest was 150. Was it 150 or 130?
No, it wasn't that much. It was 100. I believe the highest was about 120. And we didn't evaluate it solely on price. I mean, we looked at the qualifications, and we actually, what we did is we kind of broke it down on what we thought was almost kind of an hourly rate. Some of the firms thought they could do the audit in 690 to 700 hours, and other firms thought it would take, you know, 1,100 hours. So we kind of saw the disparity a little bit in that, and we kind of know in our minds what we thought it would take based on prior year's experience, and the hourly rates between, you know, the kind of the top three. I believe the PBT&K out of Las Vegas was probably the least expensive, but based on the hourly rates, it was pretty similar to Kefauri, and we weren't sure that they could do it in the hours that they had stated in their proposal. We were kind of wondering about that, and we had a couple other questions on some other firms too, just kind of based on our knowledge and experience of what we thought it would take, you know, to do the job basically. So that's kind of a lot of what we had talked about as well.
I'm curious, so what happens if the contractor ends up using up their hours they have not finished? What is there a standard procedure that the city would
ask? Okay, moving on to agenda item number 8. For possible action, they approve the Finance Review and Selection Committee's recommendation for a contract award to Kefauri Armstrong and Company, CPAs, for the Carson City External Audit Function, and to authorize the staff to prepare a contract and board action from the Board of Supervisors for approval for that on that contract. Do you have any comments as far as how the process is going forward, Kim?
Right. I just wanted to go through a brief process of how we selected the review committee actually selected the firm. What we did was we advertised on January 13th in the Nevada Appeal. We also published it on our Carson City website. We also sent emails to certified public accountants that do municipal audits. And we have that on the website from January 13th, and we received 5 sealed statement of qualifications on February 3rd. Each firm sent 5 copies. We had a group of 5 review the RFPs, or the SOQs, a committee of 4, one which I mentioned in the subject title, that the city manager, finance director, deputy finance director, and an accounting manager reviewed the SOQs and made their recommendations. Part of the score for the audit SOQ would include the firm's qualifications, the consultant approach for the audit, certification of the team members, and also a expense matrix listing their hours and what they expected the cost to be, and also office location and Carson City experience. With that, we discussed at length the differences, and the committee came to a consensus and selected Kefauri Armstrong as their recommendation.
Okay. Did anybody have any questions? Any comments?
Would it be appropriate to ask who the other bidders were? Is that public information?
Yes, I can tell you. We had, I got just the abbreviations, let me go to the form. We have Piercy, Bowler, Taylor, and Kern for the Kefauri Armstrong. We have Barnard, Vogler, and Company, and J.A. Solari and Partners, and also Galena LLP.
What was the difference in the quotes amongst them? I see here for Kefauri, it was coming in at least for the first year at $96,000 and it escalated.
The difference in the quotes, I think it was about average. I think the lowest was 89, and then it went up from there. I think the highest was 150. Was it 150 or 130?
No, it wasn't that much. It was 100. I believe the highest was about 120. And we didn't evaluate it solely on price. I mean, we looked at the qualifications. And we actually, what we did is we kind of broke it down on what we thought was almost kind of an hourly rate. Some of the firms thought they could do the audit in 690 to 700 hours, and other firms thought it would take, you know, 1,100 hours. So we kind of saw the disparity a little bit in that. And we kind of know in our minds what we thought it would take based on prior year's experience. And the hourly rates between, you know, the kind of the top three, I believe the PBT&K out of Las Vegas was probably the least expensive, but based on the hourly rates, it was pretty similar to Kefauri, and we weren't sure that they could do it in the hours that they had stated in their proposal. We were kind of wondering about that, and we had a couple other questions on some other firms too, just kind of based on our knowledge and experience of what we thought it would take, you know, to do the job basically. So that's kind of a lot of what we had talked about as well.
I'm curious, so what happens if the contractor ends up using up their hours they have not finished? What is there a standard procedure that the city would handle in that situation?
Well, actually, I think based on those proposals, I think they would probably have to eat it, unless we made some sort of arrangements. Now, there is going to be some probably additional costs for some extra programs. We basically put in there two programs that they were auditing, and we're probably, it'll be at least two. I think last year we had seven. And it just depends on the nature of the programs and what, you know, how many programs there are. So, I mean, we will have some extra costs based on those programs that we'll negotiate with them.
And did I hear you say that there were no travel costs involved?
Or right. There shouldn't be no travel costs.
Okay, because the one firm is out of Las Vegas, I believe, right?
That would have been right.
And the other firms are local, Northern Nevada?
There was one from, had an office in Roseville, California. Mm-hmm. And then there was the other three, I believe, were from Northern Nevada.
I'm kind of curious, do you, when you're looking for the firms, do you give special consideration to more local Nevada-type firms?
Yeah, we did. And then another thing that we kind of looked at was kind of the experience of former audits that the folks had done. Most, we know Kefauri has obviously done Carson City, and Carson City is a consolidated municipality, which is a little bit different animal. Some of the other firms, we weren't sure that they had, you know, county type experience. They had more dealing with maybe smaller GIDs or city type experience, which is a little bit different. So we thought it would just be easier to select the firm that had more of the county experience, because it's kind of a different, it's auditing a different animal. So that was just kind of some of our behind the scenes analysis on how we felt.
Thanks. Any more questions or comments?
Yes. Excuse me. So what was the final figure in dollars and hours on Kefauri?
I saw it was $96,000 for the. They got a 3-year contract. Starts at $96,000. Yeah.
And I believe they're expecting to use 1,034 hours
in the 3 years, or just
that's
each
annually.
Year.
That's annually, right?
Yeah. On page 5, there's a schedule.
I was curious. I didn't see the schedule.
Yeah.
Is it in here? Maybe I could look at it.
Yeah, take a look.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Okay, the prior years, were they multi-year contracts?
I believe we had done a 3-year contract with them in 06. Through 09, and then the last 2 years were just single year contracts. So it had been 5 years since we had done an RFQ for external auditor. So this is.
You probably don't have this info. I'm just curious what
it's almost 10%
percent increase.
Yeah, I believe
it's kind of interesting.
I believe they're anticipating a new GASB, I believe, in FY13, which would probably cause a little bit more work.
Okay, now, there was one item I'd forgotten to mention on the Moss Adams discussion. I don't know if I could still bring that up after this, or am I?
Yeah, well, why don't we just finish with this agenda item and then...
Yeah, I just, before we...
Okay, well, then, to finish up with this, I guess at this point there's no more questions or comments. Is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation? If somebody's got a motion to accept... pardon me?
Oh, questions.
Oh, public. Oh, of course. We have public here. Excuse me. Is there any comments or questions of the public at this time? Just as a matter of... is it required that we have the public comment before we have motions and make decisions? Or?
Well, in that situation.
Well, actually, I think based on those proposals, I think they'd have to. They would probably have to eat it, unless we made some sort of arrangements. Now, there is going to be some probably additional costs for some extra programs. We basically put in there two programs that they were auditing. And we'll probably, it'll be at least two. I think last year we had seven. It just depends on the nature of the programs and what, you know, how many programs there are. So, I mean, we'll have some extra costs based on those programs that we'll negotiate with them.
And did I hear you say that there were no travel costs involved?
Or? Right. There shouldn't be no travel costs.
Okay, because the one firm is out of Las Vegas, I believe, right?
That would have been right.
And the other firms are local, Northern Nevada?
There was one from, had an office in Roseville, California. Mm-hmm. And then there was the other three, I believe, were from Northern Nevada.
I'm kind of curious. Do you, when you're looking for the firms, do you give special consideration to more local Nevada-type firms?
Yeah, we did, and then... Another thing that we kind of looked at was kind of the experience of former audits that the folks had done. Most we know Kefauri has obviously done Carson City, and Carson City is a consolidated municipality, which is a little bit different animal. Some of the other firms, we weren't sure that they had you know, county type experience. They had more dealing with maybe smaller GIDs or city type experience, which is a little bit different. So. We thought it would just be easier to select the firm that had more of the county experience, because it's kind of a different, it's auditing a different animal. So that was just some of our behind the scenes analysis on how we felt.
Thanks. Any more questions or comments?
Yes. Excuse me. So what was the final figure in dollars and hours on Kefauri?
I think I saw it's 96,000 for the. They got a 3-year contract. Starts at 96. Yeah.
And I believe they're expecting to use 1,034 hours
in the 3 years, or just
that's
each
annually.
Year.
That's annually, right?
Yeah, on page 5, there's a schedule.
I was curious. I didn't see the schedule.
Yeah, page 5.
Is it in here? Maybe I could look at it.
Yeah, take a look.
Well, anyway. Okay, the prior years were they multi-year contracts?
I believe we had done a 3-year contract with them in 06 through 09, and then the last 2 years were just single year contracts. So it had been 5 years since we had done an RFQ for external auditor. So this is.
You probably don't have this info. I was just curious what
it's almost 10%
increase.
And then up to, then it drops down the third year.
Yeah, I believe
it's kind of interesting.
I believe they're anticipating a new GASB, I believe, in FY13, which would probably cause a little bit more work.
And now, there was one item I'd forgotten to mention on the Moss Adams discussion. I don't know if I could still bring that up after this, or am I?
Yeah, well, why don't we just finish with this agenda item and then...
Before we...
Okay, well, then, to finish up with this, I guess at this point there's no more questions or comments. Is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation? If somebody's got a motion to accept... pardon me? Oh, of course. We have public here. Excuse me. Is there any comments or questions of the public at this time? Just as a matter of, is it required that we have the public comment before we have motions and make decisions, or can we do that afterwards?
Well, generally, it depends on the chair's prerogative, whether he wants to hear public comment before a motion or with a motion on the table. Most would prefer it before.
Yeah, so if there's any comment. Okay. So just maybe be clear, is there any comments from the public at this time? No, okay. All right, with that, is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation to engage Kefauri Armstrong as the external auditor?
I so move.
Let's read the recommended committee action on your agenda item, if you would.
Okay. I thought you did.
Well, I paraphrase. John's trying to keep me to... John wants me to fly straight here. Okay.
The problem actually is, a year from now, somebody pulls out the minutes and it says, I so move, and we don't know what's on there. So it's better just to be...
Well, then I'll read it. That'd probably be appropriate. Okay. I move to approve the Finance Review and Selection Committee's recommendation for contract award to Kefauri Armstrong & Company, certified public accountants for the Carson City external audit function, and authorize staff to prepare a contract and board action form for Board of Supervisors approval.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, action item number, actually before we move on to that, were there any comments regarding, I guess we were discussing the Moss Adams contract?
And there was one item I neglected to mention that was discussed with Moss Adams. That was when I'd asked the director whether travel costs were included in the cost of the risk assessment. Mark Staranka indicated that was his understanding that they were included, but he was not positive. So that would be something I think we should follow up.
But we can't really follow up because we don't have an agenda item, right, Mr. Munn? Okay. So if we want, we can maybe bring that and put that on the agenda for the next.
Yeah, Steph could just clarify it with them.
Okay.
That was part of the bidding process, whether it was included or not included. And I think it was nailed down at that point, and maybe that individual doesn't know. But I'm sure that can be clarified.
Oh, was it nailed down during the negotiation?
That was part of the project, and that was part of the contract with the RFP, the SOQ.
Okay, so your understanding is that travel costs are included.
It's all
included.
Inclusive, yeah.
I believe the amount was $35,000.
Correct.
This part of the project, and I believe that was all inclusive.
Good.
That's my understanding.
Thank you.
And just so that I understand, as we get past this risk assessment process, which is going to be that first $35,000, at that point, then is there going to be negotiating a new contract to go to the next stage?
Well, it's not necessarily a new contract. We have a contract, and it'll just be a new task. So we have basically a task-oriented contract. Okay. So we'll negotiate tasks with them, and so as long as it doesn't exceed the total amount of the contract, it'll just be on a task basis.
Got it. Okay.
And that the allocation or the budget of 110 would roll in. Used balance would roll into the next fiscal year?
That's typically not the way we do it. We basically if the amount isn't spent, then it just starts over at 110. We don't roll operating expenses over. We'll roll projects that carry forward from year to year. Mm-hmm. But typically if the amount doesn't get spent, then we won't roll it over. It'll just stop, and that money will go back into the fund balance of the general fund, and it'll just roll into the general fund overall.
So we would then have to negotiate a new contract at that point?
Well, basically, as of July 1st, there'll be a new budget of $110,000 that will start on for fiscal 2013. So on July 1st, the 110 starts at that point. So basically, they have $110,000 for this year, and if they only use $40,000, then that's what they'll use. And then on July 1st, it starts at 110 again, and it goes from July 1 to June 30th.
Okay, so relative to the process, then the Board of Supervisors, you anticipate will approve that amount. They could not approve
that. That's correct. The board has
to do that afterwards.
Well, generally, it depends on the chair's prerogative, whether he wants to hear public comment before a motion or with a motion on the table. Most would prefer it before.
Yeah, so if there's any comment. Okay. So just maybe be clear, is there any comments from the public at this time? No, okay. All right, with that, is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation to engage Kefauri Armstrong as the external auditor?
I so move.
Let's read the recommended committee action on your agenda, if you would.
Okay. Well, I paraphrase. John's trying to keep me John wants me to fly straight here. Okay.
The problem actually is a year from now, somebody pulls out the minutes and it says, I so move, and we don't know what's, you know, on there. So it's better just to be.
Well, then I'll read it. That'd probably be appropriate. Okay. I move to approve the Finance Review and Selection Committee's recommendation for contract award to Kefauri Armstrong and Company, certified public accountants for the Carson City external audit function, and authorize staff to prepare a contract and board action form for Board of Supervisors approval.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, action item number, actually before we move on to that, were there any comments regarding, I guess we were discussing the Moss Adams contract?
And there was one item I neglected to mention that was discussed with Moss Adams. That was when I'd asked the director whether travel costs were included in the cost of the risk assessment. Mark Staranka indicated that was his understanding that they were included, but he was not positive. So that would be something I think we should follow up.
But we can't really follow up because we don't have an agenda item, right, Mr. Munn? Okay. So if we want, we can maybe bring that and put that on the agenda for the next.
Yeah, Steph could just clarify it with them.
Okay.
That was part of the bidding process, whether it was included or not included. And I think it was nailed down at that point, and maybe that individual doesn't know. But I'm sure that can be clarified.
Oh, was it nailed down during the negotiation?
That was part of the project, and that was part of the contract with the RFP, the SOQ.
Okay, so your understanding is that travel costs are included.
It's all
included.
Inclusive, yeah.
I believe the amount was $35,000.
Correct.
This part of the project, and I believe that was all inclusive.
Good.
That's my understanding.
Thank you.
And just so that I understand, as we get past this risk assessment process, which is going to be that first $35,000, at that point, then is there going to be negotiating a new contract to go to the next stage?
Well, it's not necessarily a new contract. We have a contract, and it'll just be a new task. So we have basically a task-oriented contract. Okay. So we'll negotiate tasks with them, and so as long as it doesn't exceed the total amount of the contract, it'll just be on a task basis.
Got it. Okay.
And that the allocation or the budget of 110 would roll in. Used balance would roll into the next fiscal year?
That's typically not the way we do it. We basically if the amount isn't spent, then it just starts over at 110. We don't roll operating expenses over. We'll roll projects that carry forward from year to year. Mm-hmm. But typically if the amount doesn't get spent, then we won't roll it over. It'll just stop, and that money will go back into the fund balance of the general fund, and it'll just roll into the general fund overall.
So we would then have to negotiate a new contract at that point?
Well, basically, as of July 1st, there'll be a new budget of $110,000 that will start on for fiscal 2013. So on July 1st, the 110 starts at that point. So basically, they have $110,000 for this year, and if they only use $40,000, then that's what they'll use. And then on July 1st, it starts at $110,000 again, and it goes from July 1 to June 30th.
Okay, so relative to the process, then the Board of Supervisors, you anticipate will approve that amount. They could not approve
that. That's correct. The board has to approve the budget, but we'll be recommending the $110,000 for fiscal 13 for the internal auditors.
Okay, because that's a factor for us relative to this contract, and in terms of it would be nice to have some product to show the Board of Supervisors.
Right. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Does that contract run through the end of December, Moss Adams contract? Or does it end on June 30th?
I've got it on my hard drive at home.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I didn't print it all off.
How long the contract is.
So really, if there's a budget approval again July the 1st for $110,000, however, they may not need that to finish out their contract, so there'll just be money left beside there. Okay.
Right, or you might not like Moss Adams and decide not to use Moss Adams and hire somebody else. The $110,000 is just what you have to spend on something.
Okay.
But not necessarily just Moss Adams.
Gotcha.
Moss Adams has their own contract, and once that contract ends, if you want to renew it, then you have the board could renew it or not.
So feasibly, let's say the contract does end in December, and that was my understanding. So if they finish up in December, there would be funds for another annual budget to start another, get started again in January. Is that correct?
That's correct. There should be, unless they spend from July 1 to December 31st, $110,000. I mean, if they spend that much, then you would have to request a budget augmentation from the Board of Supervisors to increase that budget if you want to spend more money.
Can they do it in accordance with the contract? Can they go ahead and spend that much more? Because really, then it's not $110,000.
So.
Yeah, okay.
I don't believe so. I believe they can only spend
up to the $110,000, right? Okay.
We have to go back to the board to get the contract amended if we want to spend more money.
Good. Well,
if I could kind of summarize what I'm hearing is we've got a contract for 12 months ending in December of 2012 that contract had budgeted $110,000 for. However, the $110,000 the balance of $110,000 would have to be taken out of the approved budget for FY 2012-13.
Well, we'll go ahead and they basically have there's a budgeted amount of $110,000 that ends on June 30th of 2012. Okay, so if they don't spend that amount, they spend $50,000, right. Say. The budget starts again on July 1st, and from July 1st to June 30th, there's another $110,000 in that budgeted amount in the internal auditor's budget. Now, if Moss Adams has spent $50,000 of their $110,000 contract, basically, they'll have $60,000 left to spend from July to December, and then we'll either renegotiate with Moss Adams or sign another contract or terminate the contract if you don't like what they're providing, and then we can hire somebody else. We can hire whatever, as long as we don't spend more than $110,000 in that fiscal year. If you wanted to go more than that, we'd have to get board approval to increase that budget. Does that make sense?
I'm afraid I don't. If Moss Adams would spend, say, $50,000 this year or before July, and then next year we say they should spend $60,000 more maximum, is this really a maximum, or could they spend more?
The contract says for a not to exceed amount of $110,000.
So that's the
If say they get all their tasks done and we want them to do another task and it's over the $110,000, it would have to go back to Board of Supervisors for approval.
So even if they would bill us more than that, we're not authorized to pay them without the Board of Supervisors.
Right. And it might be easier to get their contract kind of on a fiscal year basis. You know, and I mean, we could extend the contract in December or January and just extend it for 6 more months for a certain amount, and then we could start the contract on July 1st to June 30th if you wanted to keep Moss Adams on board for 110. I mean, it would probably be easier to do it that way. But, you know, in December, if you don't like the product that you're getting and just don't want to retain Moss Adams, then you have the ability to do that in December once their contract's over. Approve the budget. But we'll be recommending the $110,000 for fiscal 13 for the internal auditors.
Okay, because that's a factor for us relative to this contract. And in terms of, it would be nice to have some product to show the Board of Supervisors.
Right. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Does that contract run through the end of December, Moss Adams contract? Or does it end on June 30th?
I've got it on my hard drive at home.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I didn't print it all off.
How long the contract is.
So really, if there's a budget approval again July the 1st for $110,000, however, they may not need that to finish out their contract, so there'll just be money left beside there. Okay.
Right, or you might not like Moss Adams and decide not to use Moss Adams and hire somebody else. The $110,000 is just what you have to spend on something.
Okay.
But not necessarily just Moss Adams.
Gotcha.
Moss Adams has their own contract. And once that contract ends, if you want to renew it, then you have the board could renew it or not.
So feasibly, let's say the contract does end in December, and that was my understanding. It was So if they finish up in December, there would be funds for another annual budget to start another, you know, get started again in January. Is that correct?
That's correct. There should be, unless they spend from July 1 to December 31st, $110,000. I mean, if they spend that much, then you would have to request a budget augmentation from the Board of Supervisors to increase that budget if you want to spend more money.
Well, can they do it in accordance with the contract? Can they go ahead and spend that much more? Because really, then it's not $110,000.
So.
Yeah, okay.
I don't believe so. I believe they can only spend what
up to the $110,000, right?
You know,
okay.
We have to go back to the board to get the contract amended if we want to spend more money.
Good. Well,
if I could kind of summarize what I'm hearing is we've got a contract for 12 months ending in December of 2012 that contract had budgeted $110,000 for. However, the $110,000 would, or the balance of $110,000 would have to be taken out of the budget, approved budget for FY 2012-13.
Well, we'll go ahead and they basically have 110. There's a budgeted amount of 110,000 that ends on June 30th of 2012. Okay, so if they don't spend that amount, they spend 50,000,
right.
Say, the budget starts again on July 1st, and from July 1st to June 30th, there's another 110,000 in that budgeted amount in the internal auditor's budget. Now, if Moss Adams has spent $50,000 of their $110,000 contract, basically they'll have $60,000 left.
Good.
To spend from July to December, and then we'll either renegotiate with Moss Adams or, you know, sign another contract or terminate the contract if you don't like what they're providing, and then we can hire somebody else. We can hire a whatever, as long as we don't spend more than $110,000 in that fiscal year. If you wanted to go more than that, we'd have to get board approval to increase that budget. Does that make sense?
I think I
understand. I'm afraid I don't. If Moss Adams would spend, say, $50,000 this year or before July, and then next year we say they should spend $60,000 more maximum, is this really a maximum? Or could they spend more?
The contract says for a not to exceed amount of $110,000.
So that's the
So then once if say they get all their tasks done and we want them to do another task and it's over the $110,000, it would have to go back to Board of Supervisors for approval.
So even if they would bill us more than that, we're not authorized to pay them without the Board of Supervisors.
Right. And it might be easier to get their contract kind of on a fiscal year basis. You know, we could extend the contract in December or January and just extend it for 6 more months for a certain amount, and then we could start the contract on July 1st to June 30th if you wanted to keep Moss Adams on board for 110. I mean, it would probably be easier to do it that way. But, you know, in December, if you don't like the product that you're getting and just don't want to retain Moss Adams, then you have the ability to do that in December once their contract's over.
Just to confuse this whole thing, though, if you do like the product and there's something out there that needs to be looked at, you can always ask the supervisors for an augmentation of the budget and for more money and re-enter negotiations with the internal auditor to expand it. I guess we're walking down a path, and as we discover things, we'll have to modify things. But it's a discussion. It's not our decision to make, but you will be listened to. If there's a reason to expand it, then ask to expand it.
So nice having a member of the board here on this committee. Okay, if there are no further questions, I'd like to move on. Item number 9, to schedule a meeting of the next Carson City Audit Committee meeting. Is there a motion to go ahead to schedule that? I'm kind of thinking we're getting into a pattern here of like the second Tuesday of every month. And if that's good for everybody, maybe we should continue with that.
Well, the question I have is as to what purpose will we meet? Will we have things to do? Or could we do it where we meet every 2 months and the chair could call an additional meeting if we needed to? I don't care either way. I'm just getting sensitive as to our meeting, lay out all the staff, and we just vote on one thing and then try to find things to talk about. So
now, I'm not here to find things to talk about. I think, though, in the first 2-3 months, they said that I'm assuming that within the next month we are going to have a significant progress report from Moss Adams, because this whole thing is wrapping up hopefully by the end of March or early in April. So I personally think it might be good for us to meet with them before it's done, so we can kind of catch them at least and have a chance to talk. And if there's not too much to discuss when we've gone over their progress report, well, then we can make that meeting short and go forward. How about if it's agreeable to everybody, if it looks like there is not that much in the progress report, we set the meeting now, but we just maybe postpone it. Would that, if it looks like there's not enough for the next agenda, we can just go ahead and wait till the next time. Yeah. Well, there's somebody make a motion. Okay, go ahead.
What we could do is if we could arrange the meeting, schedule the meeting based on when Moss Adams would have something to possibly present to us, rather than, and I don't know what kind of leeway we've got relative to scheduling the room and arranging for people, and on a shorter notice, because that would be, what about a 1 month advance notice versus a shorter notice? My question is, what would be the likelihood of getting the room and the facilities within the, it takes a couple of weeks, or are we kind of stuck within the windows?
This is just hard to say. I would think a couple of weeks would be okay. I mean, we could schedule a meeting at City Hall if we wanted to. I mean, if we wanted to meet, we could probably find a place. So I know it's better to meet here, but if we really wanted to meet, we could schedule the meeting at Capitol Hall, at the Capitol Conference Center if we needed to. So
as Michael knows, there are a couple of things I'd like to be talking about somewhere along the line here. In terms of the organization of the internal audit function. But, perhaps if the chairman could get in touch with Moss Adams and get an idea of when they might be willing or ready to present something to the board, to the committee, and maybe schedule at that point.
Yeah, we could do that, or another option might be is just if we want to get things locked up and get everybody, because it's also to everybody's schedule. It's kind of nice to have everybody's schedule in advance. Maybe we maybe push this off to maybe the third Tuesday, and that by then, because in our in my discussions with them, there was the possibility this might be wrapped up close to the end of March, early April. So I think it would probably be beneficial for us to get together with one time before the entire risk assessment is done, so we have a chance to comment on it, and they have a chance to maybe, you know, change things a little bit, move in a different direction if we need them to do that. Right. So is there a motion for the to have that next meeting?
So our options here could be then March 20th.
Just to confuse this whole thing, though, if you do like the product and there's something out there that needs to be looked at, you can always ask the supervisors for an augmentation of the budget and for more money and re-enter negotiations with the internal auditor to expand it. I guess we're walking down a path, and as we discover things, we'll have to modify things. But it's a discussion. It's not our decision to make, but you will be listened to. If there's a reason to expand it, then ask to expand it.
So nice having a member of the board here on this committee. Okay, if there are no further questions, I'd like to move on. Item number 9, to schedule a meeting of the next Carson City Audit Committee meeting. Is there a motion to go ahead to schedule that? I'm kind of thinking we're getting into a pattern here of like the second Tuesday of every month. And if that's good for everybody, maybe we should continue with that.
Well, the question I have is as to what purpose will we meet? Will we have things to do? Or could we do it where we meet every 2 months and the chair could call an additional meeting if we needed to? I don't care either way. I'm just getting sensitive as to our meeting, lay on all the staff, and we just vote on one thing and then try to find things to talk about. So
no, I'm not here to find things to talk about. I think, though, in the first 2-3 months, they said that I'm assuming that within the next month we are going to have a significant progress report from Moss Adams, because this whole thing is wrapping up hopefully by the end of March or early in April. So I personally think it might be good for us to meet with them before it's done, so we can kind of catch them at least and have a chance to talk. And if there's not too much to discuss when we've gone over their progress report, well, then we can make that meeting short and go forward. How about if it's agreeable to everybody, if it looks like there is not that much in the progress report, we set the meeting now, but we just maybe postpone it. Would that, if it looks like there's not enough for the next agenda, we can just go ahead and wait till the next time. Yeah. Well, there's somebody make a motion. Go ahead.
What we could do is if we could arrange the meeting, schedule the meeting based on when Moss Adams would have something to possibly present to us, rather than, and I don't know what kind of leeway we've got relative to scheduling the room and arranging for people, and on a shorter notice, because that would be, what about a 1 month advance notice versus a shorter notice? My question is, what would be the likelihood of getting the room and the facilities within the, it takes a couple of weeks, or are we kind of stuck within the windows?
This is just hard to say. I would think a couple of weeks would be okay. I mean, we could schedule a meeting at City Hall if we wanted to. I mean, if we wanted to meet, we could probably find a place. So I know it's better to meet here, but if we really wanted to meet, we could schedule the meeting at Capitol Hall, at the Capitol Conference Center if we needed to. So
as Michael knows, there are a couple of things I'd like to be talking about somewhere along the line here. In terms of the organization of the internal audit function. But, perhaps if the chairman could get in touch with Moss Adams and get an idea of when they might be willing or ready to present something to the board, to the committee, and maybe schedule at that point.
Yeah, I could do that, or another option might be is just if we want to get things locked up and get everybody, because it's also to everybody's schedule. It's kind of nice to have everybody's schedule in advance. Maybe we maybe push this off to maybe the third Tuesday, and that by then, because in our in my discussions with them, there was the possibility this might be wrapped up close to the end of March, early April. So I think it would probably be beneficial for us to get together with one time before the entire risk assessment is done, so we have a chance to comment on it, and they have a chance to maybe, you know, change things a little bit, move in a different direction if we need them to do that. Right. So is there a motion for the to have that next meeting?
So our options here could be then March 20th, March 13th, March 20th, or maybe March 27th.
According to the agenda item, optional meeting dates based on the availability of the CR room are March 13th, April 10th, and May 8th. That's on item 9 on your package.
Okay. And so that's the only times we've got available?
Here.
Yeah.
How about if we just set that there'll be another meeting, but we don't set the date now, later to be announced? Can we just go ahead and do that?
Mr. Chairman, as far as an action item to set that is for your convenience so that you can coordinate your schedules, I mean, staff could certainly set a meeting and, you know, if you can't make it, you can't make it, but hopefully it would accommodate your schedules.
Great. All right. So I have a motion that we have another meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I will move that that the audit committee hold a following meeting within the next 6 weeks and up to setting it up with the chair and to notify the committee members.
Second.
Okay, with that, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. We will have another meeting and to be announced later. Item number 10, public comment. The public is invited at this time to comment on any matter that is not specifically included on the agenda as an action item. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this item of the agenda. Being that there is a member of the public here in the room, and there wasn't earlier when we went through an earlier agenda item, being that we're in the midst of this performance audit and a risk assessment, we're inviting the public to make any comments, concerns, questions, suggestions, not that we can act on it now, but as far as that they would like to possibly be communicated to us and the auditors in this process. Are there any comments from the public? All right, being that there's no comments from the public, at this point, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. We do agree on something.
Okay. All those opposed? Okay, we're adjourned.
I was kind of voting no, so you could quit and go to Reno. But...
Hey, this is great. I saw that. I'm ready to do this. Well, you're going to cause problems, huh?
Always. Story of my life.
Oh, yeah. How's that? Typically, you get
13th, March 20th, or maybe March 27th?
According to the agenda item, optional meeting dates based on the availability of the CR room are March 13th, April 10th, and May 8th. That's on item 9 on your package.
Okay. And so that's the only times we've got available?
Here.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about if we just set that there'll be another meeting, but we don't set the date now, later to be announced? Can we just go ahead and do that?
Mr. Chairman, yeah, as far as an action item to set that is for your convenience so that you can coordinate your schedules. I mean, staff could certainly set a meeting and, you know, if you can't make it, you can't make it. But hopefully it would accommodate your schedules.
Great. All right. So I have a motion that we have another meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I will move that that the audit committee hold a following meeting within the next 6 weeks and up to setting it up with the chair and to notify the committee members.
Second.
Okay, with that, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. We will have another meeting and to be announced later. Item number 10, public comment. The public is invited at this time to comment on any matter that is not specifically included on the agenda as an action item. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this item of the agenda. Being that there is a member of the public here in the room, and there wasn't earlier when we went through an earlier agenda item, being that we're in the midst of this performance audit and a risk assessment, we're inviting the public to make any comments, concerns, questions, suggestions, not that we can act on it now, but as far as that they would like to possibly be communicated to us and the auditors in this process. Are there any comments from the public? All right, being that there's no comments from the public, at this point, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye. We do agree on something.
Okay. All those opposed? Okay, we're adjourned.
I was going to vote no, so you couldn't go to